everybody. Welcome back to Kill Meat and Friends. We got 25 minutes left, and it's time to talk about basic business. So many of you call up and you say, you know, I can't find a job, or I have a business, I can't get out of the blocks because of today's economic climate. Well, let's talk to someone who's always got out of the blocks herself and did it herself on her own volition, and then got into business late, and now is winning award after award. She's got a big, she's got a lot of confidence, and you know what? A huge resume and a great website. Rhonda Shear is here, founder and CEO of Shear Enterprises and creator of the world's number one selling bra, right?
Absolutely. I was afraid when you said Rhonda has a big that you were going to...
No, I don't think that would have been appropriate.
It wouldn't have been appropriate.
I thought, yeah, it would have been appropriate.
Well, but you know, it came out of that. I reinvented the bra because of my own bust size.
Right.
But we usually don't get that here.
I know. We don't talk enough about busts.
We don't.
And every day in the meetings at 12:05 when the show ends, I bring it up and everything goes quiet. But now suddenly I think I got some traction. Rhonda, in particular, so you've been putting on a bra for how long? Since you were 12 or 13?
Absolutely.
All right.
And 80% of women or more do not know the correct bra size. This is true.
And you know what? I don't ask enough of them that.
They wouldn't know.
So I'm going to go by your statistics and your pie charts.
They wouldn't know because usually they get measured at about 12 or 13 and they hold on to that same measurement, which is way smaller than usually what happens later on in life through pregnancy and just changing. And so years after my years in Hollywood and being a host of USA Up All Night, I got tired of uncomfortable lingerie and decided to start a business that was aimed at women, all shapes and sizes, from extra small to 4X. You know, there's not a lot out there for women of all shapes and sizes and all ages that was comfortable and innovative, new technology. There is actually new technologies in bra and panties because of the fabrics that are out there.
So there are bra scientists?
There are bra scientists. Do you know every traditional bra? You won't know this, but every bra that has underwire that you see like hanging on a rack has over 100 parts and pieces to it. So I came out with a bra that's knitted on a knitting machine, which is basically one continuous piece, but has all those 100 pieces, but just knitted on one cylinder, and it's called the bra. We've sold 25 million worldwide.
And we can get – what website will we get up like right now?
RhondaShear.com. Okay. RhondaShear.com.
There's no C. SHEAR.com.
Right.
Now, Rhonda – someone as a business person, whether it's bra, shoes, or
anything.
Selling cars.
It's all the same.
So you say to yourself, okay, I could do this better.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know where to start?
Well, I have to say I did start. It was kind of a love story. I reunited with my high school sweetheart. I had never been married, got married for the first time at the age of 46.
Okay.
So it was called, our business plan was making money.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, it was because I was an actress living in Los Angeles. He was a businessman in Louisiana through a series of circumstances, we ended up starting over. And we kind of wanted to. We wanted to spend all those 23 years that we had missed together. So we start. He goes, what do you want to do, honey? He goes, I'm a businessman. What do you want to do? And I go, well, other than starring in a sitcom, I want to reinvent lingerie because I'm really frustrated. Nothing fits. It's uncomfortable. Right. I'm over it. So we started with a little website. I started designing a couple of products. I reached out to HSN. Now, I did have the help of having my name behind me from years in front of the camera and stand up.
Because you're doing USA's Up All Night.
Right. And just 26
Playboy.
Years. Playboy. Being in tons of sitcoms going back to Married with Children, blah, blah, blah. So I reached out to them, but the name can only get you so far because celebrities, that doesn't mean they can sell. So we reached out, sent some products. My first time on air with on HSN Home Shopping Network was in 2003. 6,400 products. We sold out in minutes. So
you never went to the store. You didn't rely on online. You went initially to HSN.
Initially, right. We hit them first. Now, I'm saying to young entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs of any age, because I started at 46, to go ahead and you know, do the now with social media and Twitter and Facebook and websites. I say go for that. That's great. Or start in your local community. Go to every little, go to trade shows. Get out there. I mean, I think if you have a product and you keep it quiet, it's not going to do you any good. Everyone goes, do you need a patent? No, because guess what? The bra, we've been knocked off dozens of times at this point, and it is what it is. Because you can just change, especially in the apparel world, a patent by about 10%, 15%. Someone can do it. Someone can go ahead and just.
Now, are there bra police to crack down to make sure they're not stealing your model?
No. You can go and look right now and pull up Rhonda Shear or Abra, and you will see a list of those other fakes.
Doesn't that bother you?
It made me crazy at first, because even in show business, if you write a show or a treatment, you're protected by the Writers Guild somewhat. And it's very frustrating to see them actually copy you, have someone else say that they invented it. And yes, they do take some of the market share, but you know what? You keep your blinders on. I have the best product. The quality's not there. And at the end of the day, you just keep trucking.
Now, let me ask you something. Do you believe that you are now existing without much overhead? Are you having this manufactured where?
We have overhead.
We have overhead.
We started. My husband and I started with it was he and I, and then one other employee, and now we have 30 employees and warehouse. The good thing is, because we started from nowhere, and this is actually good for people to know, we financed ourselves. Well, also because we really couldn't get financing. Well, we could have, but it was at a very high price, what they call factoring in our business. They take a lot. So we just kept going to HSN, selling our product, and putting our profits back into the business. So we own our own our own building, our own inventory, everything on our own right now. And it's just so much better and so much freer, because this way I can continue to create and design. No one dictates what I do.
Right. And where is it actually manufactured?
We manufacture some in the USA, Canada, Israel, Taiwan, China, worldwide.
Rhonda Shear is our guest, founder and CEO of Shear Enterprises. Rhonda, I understand, I know other people that have products, that have become so tempting to go outside the country because the deals are so much better.
You have to. It's like I want to do it here. Because now we have an in-house designer, we are going to bring some sewers in, because we also have, not only we are in 34 countries mass marketing, but we also sell to boutiques. So we do some specialty things too. That way we can do smaller quantities. Now, for a bra, when we go outside and we go to China, the quantities are like in the thousands that we have to purchase. Because we do business with HSN and QVC, we can do that mass amount of quantities. But if you're a local if you're a manufacturer and you're reaching out to boutiques, you can't afford to buy thousands of products. So you have to almost do it within the country. So we are going to hire some local sewers that will do some of it. But when it comes to like this is what we have on HSN. When we do what's called a Today Special, we sell 140,000 four packs of bras. Add that up. You can't do that locally. When I say locally.
You can't make it like that.
I wish we could.
But it's just not possible.
At this point.
Whether it's furniture or, in your case, bras.
Furniture,
people make it out of the country.
I mean, only because I've been redecorating my own house, and a lot of furniture I've been buying is manufactured in North Carolina, which is really cool. But not like
It used to
hundreds
be.
Of thousands of products.
All right, listen. By the way, the Swedes don't have it. IKEA, it's great to walk into. You put it together with one page of directions, but it all falls apart.
Absolutely.
It's all dowels and glue.
I agree with you.
You agree
with
me.
And that's how it is with the other bras, except for mine.
Right. Again, we can probably talk more about furniture than I am bras. I'm all ears when it comes to bras.
I love furniture.
Right.
I love furniture too. I could probably talk. My husband could tell you that. I could talk a lot about that with what I've been buying.
Well, she won the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award in Florida, which is really great. And you are creators of the world. You are a creator of the world's number one bra. You've already had a successful career as an actress and a model and a host. But Rhonda Shear isn't done yet. She'll tell us about some of the hurdles that she had to overcome in order to get this thing up and running, and why she doesn't make it. Why we can't make her product here really bothers me. And might you kill me to friends?
You won't pull or tear anything listening. Brian does all the heavy lifting. You're with Kilmeade and Friends.
Welcome back, everybody. This has been a great show, but don't forget to join us tomorrow. We have David Sanger on with his controversial book, essentially, which is all about President Obama's war on terror, how he handles it, and who told him all the information that's causing a national scandal. We're also going to be talking to Senator Marco Rubio, so that'll be fantastic. Almost as good as having Rhonda Shear in studio, founder and CEO of Shear Enterprises, creator of the world's number one selling bra. She was just named Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year in Florida. Of course, Rhonda, we know her for Up All Night on USA Network, and now you just showed me your incredible
catalog.
Brochure, your catalog. Good job on picking the models.
Thank you.
But
thank
you're more than bras, young lady.
Oh, my goodness. We have 2,400 SKUs since we're in business 10 years, we've had over 15,000 SKUs. So we're not, the bra was our breakout product, so to speak, because we decided to do it as an infomercial because we thought it had international appeal and it was universal enough that it would work because it was a bra that had a, that could fit a lot of different shapes and sizes. But yes, we have 2,400 SKUs. I am a braologist along with a pantyologist, a shapewear expert. And I love doing this because I help women everywhere. It's so cool.
Right. And you do a lot for breast cancer too.
Yes. Yeah. American Cancer Society, I work with them, Making Strides for Breast Cancer. A great bunch of women. I've learned so much about, you know, what it takes and women going through just different phases of breast cancer. So I love giving back. And just great, as I said, to be with women. In my up all night years, I got boys through puberty. Now I'm helping women.
It's unbelievable. You never stop. As you get older, so do your clients.
Absolutely.
Ernest & Young named you Entrepreneur of the Year. Number one, you show up when you're nominated just to network because that's in your blood.
Oh, my, absolutely.
Number two, to win. How great was that?
Oh, my gosh. I have the chills just thinking about it. It's just the other night, Saturday night. It's like the Oscars. It's like amazing. It's like the way you're treated. It's just the most amazing event. And already I am a lifetime member of Ernst & Young's what they call Winner Circle. So you keep those connections lifetime. And then I go on to Palm Springs. Now, this is kind of just fun for me. Jay Leno hosts the big event. I'm already in the Nationals. He hosts it. Now, I know Jay from my stand-up comedy days. And, you know, back then I was just a female stand-up. And back in the 80s and early 90s, there weren't as many women. So he would just kind of blow me off. Now I'm going to go back to and go, Jay, I'm an entrepreneur.
Right. Now, and believe me, can I ever give you some insight?
Yes, please.
He's going to go there. He's going to feel totally out of his element. He's going to see you.
I'm gonna mess with him.
He needs you more than you need him.
I'm going to give him his bra size.
I think you're going to be right. I mean, that's a guy who's a workaholic, too.
He
correct?
Is a workaholic. You know what? You just said it. Being an entrepreneur, being a business person is you just work. I mean, I'm on the air on HSN. I actually. I'm the spokesperson for my brand. It's a 24/7 business. It's all live, except for 12 hours on Christmas Day. It is live. So you have to be a workaholic and have the passion for your business. You can't, like you said, what about those other people that are doing the bra out there? You have to put your blinders on. I just do my own thing. I create what I feel will work for women, and I don't look just left or right, and I just go for it. And I think you build up customer trust. 10 years I've been doing this, so they trust my product, the fit, the quality.
You know what I'm hoping, Rhonda, some people there at home right now, they're listening around the country, around the world, and they're saying, you know, I'm tired of waiting for a job. I'm tired of waiting for to get the call,
get
the auditions.
Going.
You know what it's like.
Oh, my gosh.
1 minute you're on top of the world. The next minute you get a few rejections in a row. Your self-esteem drops through the ground. So what is it like now being in control of your destiny?
I can't imagine any other way. I can't imagine, like, I just feel like to work for yourself and to dictate what you're going to do every day is where it's at. And you just have to go for it and not be afraid.
Now,
start small, for it.
Being that you're doing this now in your 40s, when you got started.
50s now.
Well,
thank
when
you.
When you got started was the 40s.
Right.
Well, are you saying to yourself, why didn't they teach you this stuff in school?
That's what
I think. They don't teach people, hey, if you want to start a business, let's get going. If you want to get in the stock market, here's how to do it. They keep it
general. Some entrepreneurship programs now, which is cool. But at the end of the day, it's about what my husband always says, college teaches you how to learn and research. And truly, that's what you learn. I remember the names of my classes and nothing more, you know, from communications. What you learn in school is discipline and how just to keep, you know, get on the internet, do research, look up whatever you're in love with, go learn about it and just, you know, start in your garage. I'm serious. Like we started in a bedroom office in LA and just kept, make those phone calls. Just be persistent.
And if it's for you, for example,
if I hire
Rhonda Shear to work for me on a product that I have, although why would I invent a bra? But in the theory, just to go along with my model, you're going to, well, it's 5 o'clock soon. I hope it's 5 o'clock soon. I got to get home. But what if you invented it? What if you had a catalog come and you had models coming in? Over the weekends, you had business meetings, and it's for Rhonda Shear, for Shear Enterprise.
I answer the phone. My husband answers the phone 24/7. You have to love what you're doing. If you are a 9-to-5 person, forget it.
Now, what you did last block was talk about the manufacturing element of this. So you come up with this great idea, but you got to go outside the country to make it. Now, I've talked to other people, so don't feel like you're anti-American. Apple. You had Steve Jobs say the same thing. I wish I could do it here. Number one, you don't have enough engineers. Number two, the costs are too great. What stopped you from making this product here?
I'd love to. My husband and I, we're so pro this country. We want to say everything's made in America. We try to do as much as we can. That's why we're starting to do it in-house a little bit. But when these knitting the bra that it's knitted, they don't have the capacity of hundreds and hundreds of machines in this country. I wish they did. There's knitting mills here and there, but when you're putting out 140,000 or 400,000 packs of bras, there's just no one.
What about the banks? Did you need the banks?
We didn't. Well, we did, but we didn't because the banks, you know, when we started, they're like, who are you? What do you know about this? So you know what? We just kept doing it on our own. Made a little profit, put it back in. Made a little profit, bought the next round of goods. So, yeah, as we grow larger, and at this point we're doing some pretty amazing things outside, venturing into TV, venturing into swimwear, cosmetics, we may need the banks. Now, after Ernst & Young, they're coming to us. But they come to you when, you know, in the early days when you're starting up, when you need it, they don't come to you. You really have to just do it on your own. And don't be frustrated.
Right. Now,
it's 10 years in the making.
You mentioned, Rhonda, you don't shut off the phone. You're always on the phone. But do you, in a relationship and where you're in business with your husband, do you have time where you shut it down and say,
well, he does.
Let's go to the movies.
He does. He shuts it down and goes, he just stops listening to me.
Oh, okay.
So that's cool. I mean, he but at the end of the day, he's the same way too. We both have the love and passion for it. You have to eat, drink, and sleep it.
All right. So this is a reason why you're extremely valuable as a guest. You have seen the most successful business people, the most successful actors and actresses. Mm-hmm. You've seen people who get fame and some people just get wealth. Tell me some of the characteristics. Have you thought about some of the characteristics you see in both worlds?
Tenacity, never stopping, never giving up, just keeping going straight forward, keeping your own focus. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't be jealous. Even in my showbiz days, I'd walk into a room with like 100 gorgeous women, you know, when I was a young actress. And I would like, how am I going to beat out these women? My thing was always to show that I have talent, get their attention.
And personality.
Like, be bubbly, smile, don't be negative, see the glass half full. I know these sound kind of corny, but at the end of the day, it's really true.
How necessary is ego in
confidence?
Unbelievable. Confidence different than ego?
Oh, yeah. If you have an ego and you come off like you're better, especially if you're better than your customer or you speak down to them, no, you're on the same level. You're one of the girls, at least with me. This is my product. And confidence, that I know what I'm doing, that when I say this is the bra that's going to work for you, that I'm not just saying it. BSing. This is going to work. I've put my love, it's quality, and so I can stand behind that. People aren't going to continue to buy if you've got a product that doesn't work or isn't well made. Year after year they buy because it holds up, it stands up.
Is there, besides the knitting machines aside, is there something you could do in this country to keep manufacturing here? If we had the knitting machines, tell me about, is there something cost prohibitive?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Everything, the labor here. Believe me, we want to do it here.
The unions,
the labor,
the corporate taxes,
the shipping, the taxes.
What blows me away is it still is cost prohibitive, even though you got to ship out, make it, order it, and ship it back. It's still cheaper to make it outside our country. That kills me.
In the kind of mass quantity that we do in the apparel business. You're right. I mean, maybe in furniture, they're not. Believe me, I just waited for a couch for 4 months. It wasn't like they're shipping this stuff quickly. It's one couch. I mean, I don't know how they do it either. How do they make money?
It's not a bubble wrap.
No.
Tell me about the Boomer Hottie.
Boomer Hottie's awesome. Boomer Hottie is catering to women 40 plus and men too. And it's a whole product line of skincare, of you know, intimate apparel, of cruises, of tequila. And basically what we're saying is that you can reinvent yourself after 40. You can feel great about yourself. You're a boomer hottie. Go for it in life, whether it be love, romance, or business.
And the tequila for the celebration. Rhonda, where do we find out more?
RhondaShear.com, RhondaShear.com. Go play.
It's been great meeting you in person.
Oh, it's fun. You're awesome. It's so cute.
You know, I was just saying how cute I was. John never brings that up to me. Allison once in a while. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow on Fox and Friends. Thanks, Rhonda. We don't talk enough about buses.